Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I know I've been changed. Oh, I know I've been changed. Oh, I know I've been changed. The angels in heaven shout my name. Oh, I know I've been changed. Oh, I know I've been changed. Oh, I know I've been changed. The angels in heaven done shine my name. Hallelujah. I know I've been changed. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, I know I've been changed. Oh, I know I've been changed. Oh, I know I've been changed. The angels in heaven sign my name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, glory be to God, but I know I've been changed, and I know my name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to His name. Hallelujah. My God, you just tuned in here to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. I feel like running in my house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because I know my name is in the Lamb Book of Life. I know I've been changed. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Call a neighbor. Call a friend. Text them. Email them. Tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know we're on the air live. We want to welcome all listeners to the service today, whether by phone or by web. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. And there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God for His church. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise. I'm so excited. I guess I could just run all over the house, but I got to preach the word. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God. If you have any prayer requests, we're going to ask if you would please inbox those to me, amen, on Facebook at Elaine Jackson or Voice of Truth, or you can submit those prayer requests on our website, Voice of Truth, hallelujah, at yoda.com, amen. And better yet, you can inbox my leader, amen, Apostle, Prophet Yvonne Rao. Amen. Or Pastor Joseph, right? Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are ministry without walls, worldwide ministry, or ministry without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Apostle, Prophet Yvonne Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. Working side by side with her husband, Pastor Joseph Rao, one of the preachingest men I have known. I love to hear Pastor preach. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want to become a partner, if you want to start following the ministry, amen, if you feel that you are called to the ministry, amen, and God has called you to the ministry, amen, and chosen you to do ministry, I want to encourage you to get connected to Apostle Yvonne and Pastor Joseph Rao, and you can do that by contacting Apostle at YRao, R-O-W-E-L-L-50 at gmail.com, or you can connect with her through Facebook, amen, and the same thing with Pastor, amen. Here's us up on the Pastor Joseph Ryle or Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, so you should be able to contact them there and leave them a message there, amen. But we do want to encourage you to become a partner with us, amen, to help us to spread and continue to do the work of the ministry, amen. The word of God is free, amen, but it does cost you, hallelujah, to have ministries online, because you got to have the internet, you got to have a phone, amen, you got to have some kind of tablet, you got to have some kind of laptop, you got to have your lights on, amen. So it costs, amen, to do the work of the ministry, amen, hallelujah. And when you give unto the ministries of God and unto his work, amen, God will richly bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. We will do all the rest of the announcement at the end of the program. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory for another day, oh God. We thank you for your word that is coming forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you anoint these lips to clay, oh God, in the name of, I pray, Father God, that you would decrease me and increase you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Don't let them look at me, oh God, but let them hear the voice of truth that speaketh through the servant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for your word. We just thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father God, for your deliverance power and your healing power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for your word, oh God, that brings forth life. Ah, God, the life-giving word of God. We just give you praise for that word, oh God, ah, that you're about to bring forth, oh God. My God, we just said thank you, God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, oh God. We pray for those who are sick, oh God. Ah, God, in the name. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those who are sick and in nursing homes, oh God. We pray for healing and deliverance, oh God. We pray for those who that are sick in the hospitals, oh God. Those who are sick at home, oh God. We pray for healing in their bodies, oh God, even now. We ask that you would touch them even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For we know that thou art a healer, oh God, and we call on you to heal this day, oh God, and we pray, Father God, and we pray this prayer by faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will heal even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for deliverance in an area that your people need healing in. Father, you know what their needs are, God, in the name of Jesus. They need healing in their finances. They have lacking in their finances, oh God. We ask you to heal. We ask you to deliver right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, if they're having problems in their marriage, oh God, we ask you even now, God, we ask for healing and deliverance even now, God. We pray right now, Father, for strength even in marriages, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just come as humble as we know how in faith, oh God, and by faith and through your word, oh God, believing in your word and standing on your word, oh God, for healing and deliverance in the lives of your people, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now ask you even now, Lord, whatever they need, oh God, we ask that you supply it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, because you said we will be lacking for nothing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for your leaders all over the world, oh God, that's leading your ministry, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, that you will supply everything that they need, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, because you said in your word, Father, that the seed will not be begging bread. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, we give you praise for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for making a way out of no way, God, because you're a way making God. Oh, we give you praise for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We said thank you for it right now, God. We give you a hallelujah praise for it right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just said thank you, God. Oh, God, we pray even now for those who are in suffering and in pain and persecution, oh God. We pray even now, God, for deliverance and healing, God. You know what it is, God. Hallelujah. We just thank you for it right now, God. Abba Sanda. God, we just ask you to do it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Because you said in your word, God, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rolls up against them shall be condemned. I ask you even now, Father, to silence every lying tongue that has risen up against them even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we take power and authority over that thing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just said thank you, oh, God, because you're able to do it, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, all these things we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. Everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Because when you serve God, hallelujah, when you're living right and you're living holy, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, take care of his children. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It's going to be all right because God will make a way. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We're going to today, glory be to God, about offerings today. Amen. We're going to be coming from Mark, the 12th chapter today. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 41. Hallelujah, my Lord, my Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And the word of God reads, and Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which made a fourth thing. And he called unto him his disciples, said unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasure. Hallelujah. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to encourage you in your own devotional time to go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. So you can get an understanding of God's word. And what are you saying unto your spirit? Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. But Jesus said, it's in the red. He said, verily I say unto you that this poor widow had cast in more, not less, but more than all that which have cast into the treasure. Amen. Hallelujah. The title of our message today is The Widow's Woman Offering. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Hallelujah. I got such a breakthrough and such a revelation on this particular passage of scripture. Because when I was going through a time in my life, glory be to God, and life and then my finances, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wanting to give. And really didn't have it to give. But I had a desire in my heart to give. Hallelujah. And I had been in many places, glory be to God, in many different churches, amen, glory be to God. But I was kind of felt condemned because I didn't have it to give. And maybe they didn't know that I didn't have it, but the way they proceeded in that time of offering time, it would make you think that they were trying to condemn me and others. Glory be to God. But Jesus gives a truth right here in the word of God. When he stood up, I believe that Jesus stood up and said, in other words, come here, my leaders. Come here, my disciples. Come here, my apostles, my prophets, my preachers, my evangelists, my teachers. Come. I want you to come. Because I want you to know that this poor widow woman, she was a widow woman. Glory be to God. I mean, her husband was deceased. Glory be to God. And she was a poor woman. Glory be to God. Now, I'm pretty sure there was many trades in the temple or the synagogue. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that Jesus was sitting there, seeing what others were putting in. Glory be to God. But when he called his leader, He wanted them to see. And he wanted them to know, glory be to God, about this widow woman offering. Because they were going to be needed. And they were going to lead people, glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. Well, the Bible says, hallelujah, that she gave two mites. That's kind of like two pennies. We're going to call it two pennies. Glory be to God. She gave two pennies. Hallelujah. Because that's pretty much what it was worth. It really wasn't much, worth much into man's eyes. It wasn't worth nothing to man. To God, it meant a whole lot. You know why it meant so much to God? It meant so much to him or unto Jesus was because of the fact that she had a desire to give. She had a desire to give. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus was allowing them to see. I want y'all to see this. Because you're going to have people in your under you and in your ministry that ain't able, may not be able always to give a tithe. They may not always be able to come and give as you expect for them to give. Glory be to God. He was letting them know that that 2 cents that she was given was more than the money that the rich were putting in the pot. Glory be to God. My God. Hallelujah. Now, when we look at the disciples, we know they were leaders. We know that Jesus called them all to be apostles. Glory be to God. He had called them to do that. Hallelujah. We know that Judas was a part of that. Judas was one of the 12, but Judas had sticky hands. He had sticky fingers. He was the one that was working with the treasury. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody going to get delivered. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm going to get delivered. You got sticky hands. Glory be to God, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Man may not say excuse me, but God sees you, and he knows you got sticky hands. Glory be to God. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, praise the name of the Lord. But he wanted them to see that. Glory be to God. Because she gave those 2 pennies. She gave that 2 cents. Hallelujah, my God, my God. And when we look at the thing of the widow woman's offering, we know she had a desire to give. She gave. She was a giver. She had a desire to give. She gave what she had. She was poor. We know she was poor. Because Jesus said, the poor widow. She was poor. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And she had a mind that was ready to give. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, the Bible tells us, for if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man has, and not according to that he has not. Hallelujah. You go back on your own devotion time and read 2 Corinthians 8 and 12. Well, the widow woman had a willing mind to give. She gave what she wanted, glory. She gave what she had. She wanted to give. She had what she had. It was 2 cents. Glory be to God, my God. They probably would land you out to church now. Glory be to God. Can I testify? Glory be to God. Can I give you a testimony on that? Glory be to God. I would like to walk. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was at church. God sent me to this church. God sent me to this church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is so awesome. But I had sent me to this church, and I received a word there. You know, when you go in a place and you get a word, hallelujah. We have to give an offering. Hallelujah. That's for somebody. You receive a word, getting healing, you don't want to get no offering. Glory be to God. And the truth be told, you don't want nobody even know you're listening, but you ought to give an offering. Glory be to God. My God, my God. But anyway, I'm getting back to the testimony. So I go in and I receive the word. And God spoke to me and said, give an offering. I'm like, well, I'm going to be real with you. Because I talked to God just like I'm talking to anybody. I thought, okay, you got to help your daughter. Hallelujah. And he said, give an offering. I'm like, I ain't got nothing to give. Like that. And the Lord said to me, glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. And he says, go in the car in your truck out there. And in your purse, and get all those coins out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm saying to myself, all these coins, all these pennies. Because what I had was pennies, and it might have been maybe one nickel or maybe a dime, hallelujah, that was within all those pennies. Because I usually don't take a purse in the church. I always take my bag with my Bible and that kind of stuff. And in case I have to go up and do prayer or anything like that, I won't have to worry about a purse. So I went out to the car. I got my tie, got the offering envelope before I went outside. Glory be to God. Because I didn't want nobody to know that I ain't have no money. God tells me I got to be obedient. That's what he told me to do. He told me to put the coins in there. So I go outside, and I go in the bathroom. I had this whole bunch of pennies, glory be to God. And I put them inside of this envelope, and I fastened them up. So when they came around to do the offering I made, sure, Lord Jesus, help me, I put my hand down it because I didn't want nobody to know that I only had coins. And because of the fact that, you know, most people think that they don't really give if they don't have dollar bills. You don't have money. But God is showing us here in the Word that that 2 cents of those coins that I gave was just as much as somebody that may have put $100 in that same basket or that same money tray on that Sunday. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when he gave me this revelation of this, he brought this back to me, this word. He brought me to this word. And I said, Lord, I said, I thank you. So we can't condemn people when it comes to offering. We need to pray on the offerings. And I remember once I was in a meeting, glory be to God, and a meeting, and this elder, evangelist began to pray. She was asked to pray, glory be to God. And one of the things she did that stood out to me was the fact that she prayed over the offering. She prayed over the offering. I don't even remember the elder even praying over the tithe, but I do remember her specifically praying over the offering. As a matter of fact, she said, Lord, oh God, bless these offerings. She said, please bless these offerings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. So God receives the offering from someone that is given from their heart and have a desire to give. Now, when we look at offerings, glory be to God, and when we look at tithe, we're supposed to be obedient, yes, and we're supposed to pay 10%. If we make $100, we need to give $10. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. But sometimes in life, we might not be able to do that. Glory be to God, and God knows that. Hallelujah. But I tell you, when that elder prayed over the offering, that was a blessing unto me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, because it actually lift up those that didn't have a tithe, those that just had an offering. Whatever that offering that they gave, may have given, it was an offering given unto God. Hallelujah. Just as the widow woman's offering was. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because God knows the heart of every man. And that's why, you know, when Jesus was standing there, he could see. He knew the heart of the woman. See, because he don't look at the outer appearance, he looks at the heart all the time. Hallelujah. And a lot of times, glory be to God, it's kind of like I'm going to use myself. I feel that I have a gift of giving because I love to give. And anybody that's connected to me know that I like to give. I love to give the birthdays, weddings, and all kinds of stuff. I love to give. I have a gift for giving. It's different from just to give. Some people just give, but sometimes they have motives behind that. Their giving is selfish. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They have a motive behind it, or they want to be seen by man. And that's why Jesus said, okay, the lady gave 2 cents, but she still gave more than those that gave 2,000 knuckles. It meant more to God for her to give the 2 cents and give it from a pure heart than just to give it selfishly to say I gave something. Be to God. My God. God wants us to give from our heart. He don't want us to give in pride. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. So I put on my Facebook page today because I was reading something that says giving is love in action. If we, when we give, we should give out of love for God. Whatever we have, he knows what he had. Now, he do. Not me thinking I didn't have anything to give. But he said, yeah, you do if you got all them coins in the car. Go get those. He received that offer. because he knew that I had the desire to give. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've been around people and groups and well, they only want to give to their four no more. That's selfish giving. Glory be to God. I want everybody to give unto me. Back in the day, my God, your mom would say, you shoot mouth at the court mouth. Glory be to God. You want somebody to always give to you and feel sorry for you, but you don't want to give to nobody else. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Sometimes we got to give unto somebody else. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my Lord. We ought to be giving an offering and tithe or whatever we're required to do, because God will tell you just what to give. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why Paul tells us in the Word, hallelujah, let every man according to as he has purpose in his heart. What's your purpose? What's your purpose for giving? Why you got to tell everybody that you gave is why? Glory be to God. This should be between you and God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. So Paul goes on to say, let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The widow woman had a desire to give. She gave what she had. She gave 2 cents. She didn't give it grudgingly. She didn't hate to give it. Glory be to God. Because if you hate to give something, why give it? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, we will sow what we reap in. Glory be to God. Whether it's money, whether it's time, whatever it is. Glory be to God. You know, hallelujah. Talking earlier about having a gift of giving. Some people actually have that. There are many gifts. Some people have a gift to hug, love to hug. But some people have a gift of listening. Glory be to God. There's many gifts. Glory be to God. Some people have a gift of helping. Helping others. That's giving. Glory be to God. And that's a gift. Glory be to God. It's just like someone that has a gift of faith. When all of us have a measure of faith, but if you got a person that have that gift of faith, you are not going to tell them nothing. They going to believe just what God said. They don't care what's in the air. They don't care. They're going to believe what God said because they have the gift of faith. And that's the way it is with giving. It's the opposite of somebody having a heart to give and then somebody is giving. They're just giving it. Glory be to God. Because they got it. They got more than enough. Glory be to God. And they want to give. Glory be to God. So they just give. Hallelujah. But God said, blessed are those who have the desire to give. And we need to preach that. We need to be able as leaders, because Jesus called the leaders. The word of God said he called the leaders. What did he call? He called the disciples. He called the disciples. He said that he called them so that they might see. He said that he called unto him his disciples. They were leaders. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because everybody ain't going to be in the same place at the same level in finances, in the house. Glory be to God. And he wanted them to know, and he wanted them to see, hey, this woman right here, don't condemn her. Don't look down on her. Because God knew what this widow woman had, and the truth be told, we ought to be taking care of the widow. Glory be to God. We ought to be giving unto them. Glory be to God. Help us, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember one time I was in this church, and they had a program. I can't even remember what the leader even preached about. Glory be to God. But I do remember this. That's why we have to be careful when we get before people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we say that we are leaders of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Because people always remember what you don't do. Glory be to God. But this particular leader was the guest speaker. And so I'm sitting there in the congregation, amen. The leader had just completed the message, and it was offering time. And the leader got up, lifted the hands up, and they had a check in their hand. Well, the leader goes on and said, well, I'm going to start it out with $100. How many people in here can give $100? just condemned everybody else in the church. Glory be to God. So as they went on, as the leader went on, glory be to God, it became like an auction, glory be to God. Who can give $100? Who can give $25? Who can give $75? Who can give $50? Who can give $25? Who can give $10? Who can give $5? Then at the end said those that can all the rest. In other words, all the rest. Glory be to God. And we have things that happen like that, and it shouldn't be, because God receives offerings just as well as he receives tithe. He receives small amounts of money just like he receives large amount of money. But it was like an auction of that. I had to ask the Lord, what is they doing like? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He, you know what he tells me sometimes? He said, that's what you don't do. When you get up before the people, those are things that you don't do. Glory be to God. I remember Apostle telling the story. I think she did it last. It might have been last Tuesday night. She told a testimony of somebody had a line of $1,000. Who ought to give $1,000? That's the same thing. Glory be to God. And sometimes we will flock to things like that, and we have to be careful about that. Hallelujah. About those things, because God is calling us. He is calling us to give. He wants us to be givers. He was a giver. He gave all that he had. When he gave his son, when he gave Jesus, and when he gave him, the begotten son, to lay down his life for our sin, he gave it all. We know that God is a giver. Hallelujah. He gave so much unto us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's a giver. And he wants us to be a giver as well. But he wants it to come from our heart. And he don't want us to condemn others. Glory be to God. It was not the fact that the widow woman, hallelujah, only gave 2 cents unto God. He knew her heart. She had a desire to give. Hallelujah. She had a desire to give. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We have to respect each and every person's gift. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Sometimes we don't do that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, Jesus didn't give any favoritism when it came to the others. He didn't do that. He said, there I say unto you that this poor widow had cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasure. That's a statement that we all need to be planted in our spirit when it comes to those things, because God received the widow woman's offering. Hallelujah, I tell you, God is able. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. My God. Hallelujah. Because God is able to do what he says he can do. Hallelujah. But we have to be willing to receive the word. Now, somebody just got mad because of the word. But God gives his word that we can be corrected if we're doing something wrong in the church. He gives us another revelation of it, of his word. And it revealed mystery. This message hit me before it hit you. Glory be to God. I heard one televangelist say it like this. If the message that I am about to preach does not affect me, I can't get a hallelujah out of myself, then it's not going to affect anybody else. If it don't affect me, it's going to hit me first. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto them that she gave much more than all of the rest. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And we must have a purpose to give. We must have a purpose. Paul said, what's our purpose? What is our purpose of giving? Why do we give? Is it tradition? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Is it tradition that we give? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Why and what is your purpose of giving? What is it? Have you really thought about it? Hallelujah, my God. Have you really thought about your reason? Because that's a powerful thing that Paul said, that people have purpose and motive. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When they give, do you want to be seen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then sometimes, glory be to God, hallelujah, we glory be to God, when we look at the offering, thank God for the offering, the elder did, and pray over the offering. Because all of that matters to God. And we have to pray over those offerings. Ask God to bless the offering too. Glory be to God, my God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. I remember one time, hallelujah, that a young man had heard a message, glory be to God. And he came one day, and it was a group of us standing, and he began to ask this question. And this was his question. He said, well, if your life was about to be cut off, would you pay your tithe and offering, or would you pay your light bill? Now, I was not preaching then, and truth be said, my name was on the cherry roll, but I truly wasn't there. And I said, I pay my light bill. So I say this to say that when I grew up, glory be to God, my God gave me to raise me, he always said this to me, is that we always should keep a roof over our heads and clothes on our back. We ought to keep some kind of food in the house. You know, you can have one outfit, you will say, but if you wash it and you keep it clean and iron, you can wear that outfit. Glory be to God. Because sometimes we look at the outer appearance of people, she will say. But if we went behind the doors and we could see behind the doors and the blinds of the rich and sometimes the famous, they might just have just a bottle of water in their refrigerator. That same kind of stuff with me. Because we never know what people are going through. It may seem that they have a lot, and they may not. Glory be to God. But God is not a God that he wants you to be living in darkness with your lights cut off, your electric bill not paid. He's not a God that don't want you to have one and one. He's not a God that don't want you to have food in your house. He's not that kind of God. Glory be to God. He's not that kind of God. Hallelujah. Pretty sure that this poor little woman had many needs. She only had 2 cents. Glory be to God. And we really don't know what happened after that. Glory be to God. And you can read about it also in Luke. Glory be to God. You can go and read the same thing. He has a little bit different in words. Amen. And you can list the read it there. Glory be to God. And I pray that you will get the revelation of that. Glory be to God. Because God receives the offering of those that give from his heart. And you never know how close somebody is to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And evidently, Jesus knew this woman. Because even today, this widow woman is being talked about all over the world. And she gave 2 cents. She didn't give 200,000. She didn't give 2,000. She didn't give 200 nor 20. But she gave 2 cents. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. She gave what she had. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, my God. We have to be kind. And what we say and how we say it and how we do it. Glory be to God. Because we don't know what people have. We don't know what they have. Just because they may ride up in a big car, they may ride up in the finest of clothes. But you don't know, because money comes and money goes. Sometimes we need to go back into memory lane and remember where we were before we condemn somebody else. Because I can say about me, in my place of lack, glory be to God, hallelujah, I didn't go out and tell nobody because I brought up not to do that. Not to shoot the poor mouth. Give it to God. If I give it to God, he ain't going to put it on every time, though. Glory be to God. Certainly it's not. It's going to condemn me because of that. Glory be to God. Jesus didn't come to condemn anybody. The word of God tells us that. Glory be to God. That's why the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him. But he tells us those are condemned are those that don't believe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't come to condemn the world. Glory be to God. And why do we condemn others? When God don't condemn us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, we just thank God for his word. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no need of getting mad. If the shoe fits, you got to wear it. But if it don't fit, don't wear it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. See, God is a good God. And that's why he got his word here for us to read and to understand his word. He give us revelation of his word. But if we don't read it, then we don't know what he said about the world of woman. We don't know what he said about the offering. We don't know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My God, my God. I can tell you so many testimonies. Hallelujah. My God. I remember I got a new phone and I got a new number. I was telling the apostle about it. I got a new phone and got a new number. And I kept getting this call, and I don't use the answer call if I don't know who it is. Hallelujah. So if you got a new number, just leave a message. Glory be to God. I answer back. I'm not a person that keep my phone on all the time because I'm not a person that stay on the phone all the time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if you would just leave a message. But this particular time, this person or this organization left a message. Because they kept calling every day by the same time, glory to God. And I said, who is this? So anyway, I did the voicemail thing, glory be to God, and it was a prophet on the line. And this person said, I got a word from the Lord for me. Glory be to God. You need to call me immediately because I got a word from the Lord. And I started laughing. It was funny to me. Glory be to God. He said, I got a word from the Lord. Have your credit card ready. God ain't pleased with us. God is not pleased. Glory be to God. So, of course, I blocked the number. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we see things like that. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You don't have to pay for a word. You don't have to be on $1,000 line. You don't have to be on $100 line. Give what you have and give it according to what God has told you to give, and he will tell you what to give. I'm a living witness that he will. He'll tell you what to give. We have to be obedient to give that. Glory be to God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was so funny to me. Glory be to God. I said to myself, this probably was going to know I'm around two robbers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of them. Amen. Hallelujah. Praising the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God wants us to give and as a giver, just as he is a giver unto us. Hallelujah. And he wants us to love one another. Hallelujah. Giving, whether it's in a tithe, offering, love, it's many ways to give. Glory be to God. Sometimes they may not want the money. They might just want a listening ear. They might just want a comforting word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. God is so good. Oh, yes, he is. He is a good God. God, we just thank you for your word. We just thank you that somebody done got set free and delivered. Glory be to God. We just thank you for it. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Because most of the time we really truly do believe and feel in our heart, and I guess I should say me, that because we don't have dollars to put in the collection, the many collection that they take up in churches, the leveling off and building funds, you know, Men and Women Day program, Missionary, Urshah Day, Youth Day, all the different programs, you may not have it to give, but give what God is putting on your heart to give. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They may not receive it, but God will receive it if you do it out of obedience. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This woman gave 2 cents. And that tells us right there that God is not interested in your amount. He is interested in your heart, that your heart is right before God. He knows that you have a desire to be here. He knows what you have. He knows everybody, what everybody got, the rich and the poor and the famous. He knows what you give. He knows why you're giving it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is so good. Glory be to God. Lord, we just thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Somebody hear me praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we have to realize that we're giving unto God. Whether it's an offering, whether it's a tithe, whatever it is, we're giving unto God. You know, sometimes God will tell you to go give an offering to somebody. He'll tell you just how much to give that person. Because he's doing it to me all the time. He'll tell me to go give an offering to a particular prophet. Put a little something in her hand. Put a little something in her hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. That was for somebody. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we just want people to give unto us. Glory be to God. This is too funny. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But I remember when I was a little girl, and we used to have in the church, they used to call them leaders. They were like steward leaders or leaders. I don't know the exact name, what they were called, but they had certain people that they had to go visit on Sunday because they were collecting dues for the church. Do y'all remember that? I know I ain't the only one. Do you remember back in the day when you had somebody that would come on a Sunday to pick up dues for the church? It's not biblical. It's not in the Bible. Glory be to God. But they used to do that. They would come around to the house on Saturday to pick up whatever you were going to give unto the church. Glory be to God. And then if you didn't do it on that Saturday, then you could give it at church on that Sunday. Hallelujah. My God, my God. It's something just to open up your eyes that you might see. Because whatever we do with tithes and offering, it needs to be biblical. Glory be to God. It needs to line up with the word of God. It needs to line up precept by precept. It must line up by the word of God. We must teach tithes and offering. Now, when I came up with that Walls Worldwide Ministry, to give of the church to all the different type of programs that it had, Women's Day, Earth Day, Church Day, Church Anniversary Day, all those days, glory be to God. And that's pretty much called an assessment. But the Bible says give offering. Hallelujah. Those programs ought to be offering. Glory be to God. Because you're still responsible for paying tithes in the church, glory be to God. But that's not my message about tithes. We're talking about offerings today. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And how God receives offerings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I will always give unto those things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We just thank God for his word. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word because there's so many things that are done in the church house that God is not calling us to do. He's asking us, glory be to God, to pay tithes and to pay offerings. If we did that, glory be to God, then we wouldn't be having bake sales and yard sales, selling cookies and donuts. We wouldn't be doing those things. Selling ice cream. I was in one church that was selling ice cream and hot dogs on Sunday at the church. Then people need to know the principle of tithe and offering. They need to know the truth about it so they'll know how it works. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, when I came up under this minute, I was saying earlier, even though I was giving, because like I said, I have a heart. I have the gift to give. And when I got up under this ministry, pastor and apostle, glory be to God, they taught me the true principle of it, the true principle of the thing. They gave me the wisdom and the knowledge to understand what God was saying in his word. And now I know how it works. I know what I'm responsible for. Glory be to God. My God, my God. See, you're really responsible for your tithes and your offering. Now, all that other stuff in the church, glory be to God, all these other programs to get money. Hallelujah. That's not biblical. It's not in the Word. It's just not. It's not in the Word of God. And I know many times the church might be liking their finances, and maybe that's the way people do it. You know, I don't know. I just know that because I have been taught, and that's not biblical. If you pay your tithes and your offering in the house, glory be to God. Whatever that offering is, whatever that tithe is, glory be to God. And if we do that, the church will have everything that it needs. You won't have to do all this stuff. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You won't have to have a billing fund. You won't have to have a pastor aid fund. You won't have to have that. If everybody were paying their tithes and their offering, glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. I see a lot of you just get upset and a lot of you being mad, but receive the word of God as a truth. Hallelujah. Ask God, you hear? Just like he told me. He don't have no respect for person. He don't love me no more than he loves you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I tried to tell somebody that one time, hallelujah, but they didn't receive the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They didn't receive it. But that's what God is calling us to get it right. We've been doing it so many years wrong that we began to think that it's right. But it's not right. That's not what God is saying. God is not redeeming people because they don't have the money to pay. And then most of the time we're trying to make it up in all these other little programs. And what we're really doing is taking, pulling and drawing from them same people. And I've been there. The same people we're trying to make up are the ones who are not paying tithes and offerings. Do the same ones. It ain't because they don't want to give. Or if they want to give, it's none of that. They just may not have it together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's time to get it right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. It's time for us to get it right. And ask God to help you to teach them how to tithe and how to do offering. I remember one time, glory be to God, hallelujah, that God had sent me to a church. Because there was something that I needed to get there. And I went to my leader and I told her, and she told me I needed to go to this church. But at the same time, tithing and offering on the Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. But God also asked me to give an offering to this particular leader every time I went until he told me to stop. Now, I was obedient unto God. I didn't stop giving my tithes and offering to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. I didn't stop doing that. And I continue to give unto this leader as ordered by God, as commanded by God for me to do. And I gave unto this leader until God told me to stop. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we have to be obedient to God. I couldn't just stop. Because I was going somewhere else. Your tithes and your tithes go to where you receive the word of God. Whatever ministry you're following. Wherever you're getting healing and deliverance. And you need to give an oath. Now, if you go in another church, even though I was going to this church every Sunday, because that's where God sent me. I had to still give that offering until this leader. Glory be to God. Because first of all, I was receiving a word then it was something that God had for me. And I didn't want to miss it by being disobedient. And I received it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We have to give. You know, sometimes we don't want to give to some ministries. Glory be to God. We have certain ministries that we want to give to. And then we don't want to give anything. We come and we listen, and we don't even give our offering. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. One thing about me with Voice of Truth, if I ask a pastor a preacher to come on to be a special guest, you better believe that I'm going to give them an offering. I'm not going to ask somebody to come on. And I know that that prophet is truly called by God and chosen by God. Glory be to God. I'm not going to ask them to come on because I know, as Pastor said, they're going to get fault before, they're going to get fault in the middle, and they're going to get fault after. The devil going to come after them because of the fact that they got the word. They're going to break forth a word that's going to bring healing and deliverance. So I always make sure that I have something to give. And I ask God. We can ask God. You ask God. He'll tell you what to give. And I have had people on there, and you can believe that they went on there, and I didn't give them no offering. If they came to preach the word on there, they got an offering. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's why we have to look, because Jesus said unto us in the word of God, hallelujah, that I say unto you that this poor widow have cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. Glory be to God. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all of her living. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God says to us, blessed are those who have a desire to give. Hallelujah, my God. And I just pray even now in the name of Jesus that God will bless those that are in lack. Hallelujah. Those that are having lack in their finances, amen. Glory be to God. We just pray right now, God, that you will bless them in their finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know who they are, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You own every nickel, every dime, every penny, every dollar bill belongs to the Lord, amen. So, God, we just ask you right now to bless their finances even now. Bless their offerings right now. Bless their tithes right now. We just call prosperity to you now in the name of Jesus. We just give God all the praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're getting close to time to get out of here. Glory be to God. We do hope and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you and I, we look at offerings different. Amen. We need to look at the offerings different. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Know that God looks at 2 cents more than he looks at 2,000. Glory be to God. He loves all of us. Glory be to God. He knows each one of our hearts and whether our heart is true or hard to give. Amen. Glory be to God. So we do hope something that was said here today to help you on your Christian journey. Amen. We do hope and pray, amen, glory be to God, that you tune into Prophetic Corner today from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Amen. Our ministry lane is the second half of our power. Amen. 6:30 to 7:30, amen. We want to encourage you, amen, to tune in to One Word from the Lord with Pastor and Apostle at 11 o'clock p.m. We want to encourage you also to tune in to Elder Evangelist Bertha Astu every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. And then on Monday and Wednesday, amen, we have Midday Manna on Wednesday, and we have Moment in the Spirit on Monday with Minister Michelle Wills, to Sheila Leverett on Wednesday with the manna, amen, weekday manna. And we want to encourage you to get that for an offering of $25 or more if you would like to do that. Get in contact with Apostle. And we want to give you the invitation. We want to ask you, just ask the Lord if you're not saved. Lord, save me, amen. If you said that prayer, we believe that you are saved, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just give God all the praise, amen. You want to tune in Tuesday night, because Pastor and Apostle don't cut up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you to tune in Saturday, because Elder's going to cut up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, come so that you can receive a word, Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to get out of here. I'm going to do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory be to God. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen. God loves you, and we love you too. Here, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.